This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico politicians paid lip service this election cycle to a landmark education ruling about inequities in public schools. But no one was drawing a line between that and an issue that's had students walking out of classes: climate change. Verland Coker, a 26-year-old Albuquerque school board candidate, makes that connection, calling out the hypocrisy of an education system here that relies on oil and gas money. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports.
It's election night, and Verland Coker is at Lindy's, a cozy diner on Central, watching results roll in with candidates for other races and their supporters. The server tells Coker they're out of blueberry pie, so he goes for a slice of Boston cream.
Can you do a la mode as well?
I can do that. Okay. Vanilla?
Vanilla. Cool.
Coker recently quit his part-time Pizza Hut job to free up time to attend more education meetings. So the pie is a splurge, he says. Despite losing his race, tonight he's celebrating. The TV screen says over 1,000 people voted for him.
Jesus.
You're still dead last.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's a lot of... I'm a nobody. I'm a high school dropout. I shouldn't have any votes.
A child of activists in the American Indian movement, Coker says he always bristled against authority and struggled to engage with white-centric schooling that felt out of touch and often racist.
You know, I speak very white, but I am wholeheartedly Native.
Part of the judge's ruling in that landmark case was that Native American students aren't receiving an adequate education in the state. And that's illegal, a violation of the New Mexico Constitution.
Every day, I don't see myself reflected in the educational system, neither in the teachers, the administrators, even the secretaries or the school board members.
Coker does a lot of self-education, and he often cares for his younger brother who has Down syndrome. He's become a regular commenter at Albuquerque Public Schools board meetings, and his big thing is 21st century education, which pushes for student-centered learning based in real-world context and collaborations with community orgs. It's no silver bullet, Coker says, but it usually relies on open-source materials and therefore could cost a lot less. For him, that means getting away from oil and gas money before climate change reaches the point of no return.
And that deadline is being expedited by, you know, the Amazon fires, the African fires, you know, the oil spill in North Dakota. And we aren't really prepared to transition out of oil funds as it is right now.
With extractive industries booming, this year the state had extra cash, and most of that went to trying to improve education here. Even so, Coker says divesting from oil and gas as soon as possible is the first step to creating a viable future for kids.
Everything that we work towards for education is to give them the tools to combat the unfairness of life, but at a certain point, you know, the world is not going to be able to support that. And what's most frustrating about it is that every single school board member that's up there isn't going to be alive to see that, but I will.
To Coker's left at the table is Julian Trujillo, a socialist community organizer who shares Coker's urgency to see students preparing for a post-fossil fuel economy.
We need to educate a new generation of electricians and engineers that can actually run solar farms and wind farms.
Trujillo's preferred local candidates lost this time around, but he says he's glad to see Coker out alongside other people who are pushing for change.
This is where you build relationships. This is how you do community organizing. For me, this is the type of room I like being in.
If you're in, like, hip-hop spaces here, the prison abolitionist spaces here, there are highly intelligent, highly engaged people who are actively working to make a difference.
Coker says he sees a lot of power that status quo leaders don't recognize or value.
And there's been deliberate efforts to split everyone up, and it reinforces this idea we have in the city that everyone's sort of out there for themselves, you know, but... as soon as you get into the community, it's very much the contrary.
Climate change, racism, failing schools. Coker argues those are interconnected issues that'll require people working together to overhaul systems. He knows that his mission to get APS off oil money may not be easy or popular, but he trusts that he won't be in it alone. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and from KUNM listeners like you.